Shop.
Stanley!
What's up, Chris Baker?
What's going on, brother?
So, as usual, I'm racking my brain thinking, what the hell are we going to talk about this month? And you know what? I actually did something pretty cool. I had a job come up recently where I had to kind of use some new technology, and I thought maybe I should share that. What do you think?
Maybe you should.
All right, so here's the deal. I don't know how often people get into doing these massive sculptures.
All the time. Oh, Jesus.
Well, I just had a recent job where I had to do a 16-foot tall by 10-foot wide face that people were going to project onto. Basically, it's for a show here in Vegas where they're going to project a woman talking onto this big, huge face. And it had to be accurate because they were going to be projecting onto that. And I thought, well, how the hell am I going to get my sculptor to get in there and get something that big to be accurate? Well, the solution we came up with was using an overhead projector. And, you know, just like you did back when you were in grade school, 50, 60 years ago, whenever that was, where basically we just take an
overhead.
Yeah, what? We take a overhead, we print onto a piece of plastic straight from the inkjet printer, throw it onto an overhead projector. You can pick them up for about $150 anywhere. And we projected that on top of the big piece of foam, and we sculpted it out. The value to that was we got accuracy. It basically cut so much time off the job. And so the way my mind works, I'm like, wait a minute. How can I apply this to haunting? So I started thinking about it. Everybody wants to have these big walls and big, you know, walk-through doors, dungeon thing. But then you've got to draw it out and get in there and sketch it and then do your sculpting. Well, hell with this, you just darken the room a bit, throw it onto the projector, print it onto the wall, and boom, you're sculpting. You're getting right in there with your wire tools. You're cutting everything out. We got this entire head done in about 4 hours, what would have normally taken us 4 days. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Dude, I'm so proud of you.
You like that?
Get over here. Give me a hug. Come on.
But you could use it for anything. Say you wanted a cemetery scene. Let's say that you wanted a nice background cemetery scene. All you'd have to do is find a picture you really liked, print it onto an overhead transparency, stick it on your projector, project it against this foam on the wall. You could go to Home Depot or Lowe's and get that stupid, cheap-ass white foam with the silver back on it. Pull the silver back off, tape that stuff against your wall, project the cemetery scene, and you could do like a relief. Where you went in and you sculpted a way behind the tombstones, around the trees. You could have trees and tombstones and everything. And I bet you could knock that out in about 2 or 3 days and have an entire scene. And then go back in, minimally hard coat it, do all your painting. And you'd have this really interesting thing going on, right?
You are a genius!
Ultimately, with what I do, I'm always trying to find a way to shave every bit of labor off that I can. And what I liked about this is it was super fast. Also, when you're doing some of the bigger pieces, I mean, if you were doing, you know, a zombie-sized zombie, you know, something life-size, it wouldn't be that critical or difficult.
What other size would you make a zombie?
I don't know. Maybe you wanted a big zombie.
I'm thinking zombie size. Yeah.
Ogre-sized zombie. I don't know, man. You're complicating things again. The challenge with doing some big sculpts is getting the proportions right. It's really, really difficult when you've got, let's say, for instance, you're doing a face that's maybe 2 feet across and 3 feet high. To get the hands to match that face can be really difficult because it's so big it's taking up your field of vision. And it's hard to step back and then step forward and work on a different part of the body because it's just not normal size. With this kind of technology, and it is, let's be honest, it's cheating. It's absolutely cheating, but who cares? Now you're able to just trace out the hand, trace out the face, trace the neck and the shoulders, and the proportions are correct, and the time that saves, it's remarkable. I was really, really happy, and I will be doing a lot of this again.
What are you using for tools?
Well, for the sculpting, I mean, we used a regular school overhead projector, plug it in, turn it on, boom, it's there. For tools, to remove a lot of foam fast, believe it or not, my go-to tool right now, if I'm just rasping away, is a wire barbecue brush, like a, you clean your grill with.
Yeah.
No, the wire brush removes a lot of foam very fast with control. So you could go in there and, you know, block it out. So let's say, for instance, let's go back to the cemetery idea because I just came up with that in my head. I like it. I think I'm going to do it now. So let's say, for instance, you're doing your cemetery scene. You're going to have probably a hillside in the back. You're going to have trees, and then you're going to have tombstones. So the first thing you could do is take, I don't know, a wall of foam and cut out the tombstones. So you project onto it, say, okay, here's my tombstone. Rip away, give yourself about an inch of tombstone, and then you could rip away further and give yourself a little bit of a tree, and then you could even rip away further than that and give yourself a background. I think that would be very fast. Or what if you wanted a dungeon wall? You know, if you
were doing, I do.
Well, there you go. If you're doing a brick wall, how do you do it? You put your foam up there. You mark off. You measure down one side about every 6 inches. You put a little dot. You do it on the other side, and then you pop a line all the way across. Or maybe you're just trying to draw a line all the way across. It's very time consuming to get all the bricks right. When actually you could just go online, say, "Hey, I love this brick wall." Blow it up to the size you want it, print it onto a transparency, put it on that onto the projector, project it onto the wall. You don't even have to do nothing. You just leave the projector on, you sculpt everything away, you line it out, and you're done, my brother. You're done.
I love your laziness.
Me too.
So is there anything else you would like to add that would, I mean, it seems like the segment's so short.
Well, it is kind of short for us usually, and I'm sure that we'll ramble on about something else. But, I mean, I guess to wrap it up, it's very simple. Anybody can do it. What's neat about it is you can take, I don't know, I mean, maybe some people out there are average artists. They don't feel like they can really sketch or draw that well. Now you're able to do very, very, very high quality work with a minimal amount of effort because you're actually, you know, you're basically cheating. You're tracing something from real life onto the board. And I think that in itself, I mean, there's value there, right? Am I right?
Sure.
Get your shadows in there. Get your shading done. Highlights. It's all there for you, man. You just do it.
Well, damn it. Then just do it.
Stop
sitting around on your asses. Come on. Going.
I'm not sitting around on my ass. You pulled me away from my work to do on.
All right, you know what? Then go back to work and sign off already.
I don't want to sign off. I miss you.
Get off.
Yeah, let's see. But I'm also making up for last month because, you know, I abandoned the audience and yourself last month. All right, well,
hey, you know what? I could go buy a prop, but do you have some advice for me?
Well, you know, you could buy a prop, but it's a hell of a lot more fun to make one. So make something already.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your Haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.